We're the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Brian Barrett.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome in to the Action Line here from News Radio, WGNS. A little law and order for you this morning, right? The law offices of John Day. Laura Baker joins us here on the Action Line to, we're going to maybe get some New Year's resolutions from our injury lawyers at the law offices of John Day. So I guess I have to start with saying Happy New Year, right?
Happy New Year, Brian.
Good to have you this morning. Maybe first of all, just kind of give us a little about Laura, how long you've been law offices of John Day and all of that.
So I will be celebrating my 20th year of practice at the law offices of John Day this year. Yep.
And you started when you were 8?
Exactly. Okay. You pegged it.
Thanks.
I'm a genius. So Doogie Howser, for those of you that are in Gen X with me.
I'm there.
Celebrating 20 years with the law offices of John Day. And that just so happens to be the same anniversary of me practicing law. To begin with, I have only ever practiced at our law firm.
Wow. That's rare, isn't it?
It is rare. I call myself a double unicorn because I'm from here in Middle Tennessee, and I am still at my very first job as a lawyer 20 years later.
Well, that says something about where you work, I would think.
Yes, it says a lot about where I work and a lot about who I work with and for.
Yeah. John has really made an impact, and I think that's kind of what the office is about, is making an impact in the communities where you serve, right?
Absolutely. Our mission as a law firm is to do great work for folks that need our help in what is very often the worst moment of their lives. And we are very fortunate to have a team over at the law offices of John Day that spends every hour of every day trying to figure out how to right a wrong for our clients.
Yeah. You know, in this world of instant gratification, and you know, it's really a tough, I guess, industry to work in, because people want instant results, and we all know that the court system sometimes does not move quite quick enough.
Well, absolutely. And also, when we're focusing on maximizing our clients' financial recovery for an accident that wasn't their fault at all, one of the things that we often have to wait for is for our client to get better, or get as better as they're going to get. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't know what the long-term future is going to look like for them, we can't recover money for that.
Right. Or it would, obviously, for those who maybe, I'm sure that some of your clients have been other places and they would say, well, we could do this now, you know, and it's not the right time.
Right. You know? And, you know, that has come up here and there over 20 years. and what I tell clients who are wanting results now is, you know, we can do that. We can absolutely get you a result right now. But is it the right result? Is it the result you want to get? Let's talk about that. There's never a bad question, and the question of when is this going to get resolved is a great one that we discuss with our clients and make sure that we're on the same song sheet and that everybody has the same goal.
Same song sheet is important, isn't it?
It's very important, especially when you're working with a lawyer, because most people, they work with a lawyer maybe once, maybe a couple times in their life, hopefully never if we're talking about an injury. But, you know, that's putting a lot of trust in someone. So it's important that you're on the same song sheet, that you have the same goal, and that the lawyer is working for you.
Well, this morning you have kind of brought an interesting subject to our attention here. New Year's resolutions from your injury lawyer. So you have maybe some New Year's resolutions here, huh?
I have a few to share. I think that losing weight remains the top New Year's resolution.
Number one.
And that's not going to be one of the ones I share with you. Okay. I think everyone should be who they are.
Right.
I'm going to give some New Year's resolutions from the perspective of your local injury lawyer. So the first one that came to mind was evaluating your insurance coverage. And the most common case that we help people with is a car wreck. So the most obvious insurance coverage to look at the beginning of the year as your New Year's resolution is that auto insurance coverage, and in particular, your underinsured motorist coverage. Mm. That's part of most auto policies, unless you have declined that coverage or you have agreed to accept a reduced amount of that coverage. You very likely have uninsured motorist insurance coverage. And that coverage is so important, particularly here in the state of Tennessee, because it comes into play when you are hit and injured or a loved one is hit and killed by a driver who does not carry auto insurance. And it steps in and helps pay for the damages that are sustained. And if you decline the coverage or you accept a reduced amount of the coverage, then what you're really doing is hurting yourself, because I think the most recent statistics are that at least 1 in 4 drivers are uninsured in the state of Tennessee. And that's just uninsured. Those are the ones who don't have any insurance at all. There are also plenty of drivers on our roads who don't have enough insurance. People think that when they have, you know, quote unquote, full coverage, that they've got coverage for whatever may come from a car accident. But the reality is, when you buy auto insurance, you're buying a set dollar amount of coverage. And in Tennessee, that state minimum amount of coverage is $25,000. Well, it's hard to, you know, go to the ER without coming away with at least a $10,000 bill.
Yeah.
If you have to have follow-up care after that, you're easily going to run through somebody's $25,000 of coverage. And that's where, if you have underinsured motorist coverage that exceeds that $25,000 amount, you're going to have protected yourself extra in case the worst should happen. The worst being that you're injured or a loved one is killed in an accident. And to make that even worse, to add insult to injury, they don't have insurance or they don't have enough.
Yeah, well, that's 1 in 4 would be 25% in my early morning math.
Yes, good job.
So, you know, 4 cars pass you, one of those 4 typically don't have insurance, or I bet if we added the underinsured number in there, it's much, much higher than 25%.
It is much, much higher. And, you know, the funny thing is, I've had a number of clients that have not had that coverage or haven't had, you know, enough to make a difference. And when I talk to them about their insurance going forward, like, let's hope this never happens to you again.
Yeah.
But hey, take a look at your policy, because I want to make sure that you understand that this could have made a difference in how this got resolved. A lot of times it comes down to them thinking that it's going to so substantially increase their premium that it's unaffordable. But you know, 20 years ago when I started doing this type of work, and I all of a sudden got a clue about insurance, because why would we have any reason to know that?
Yeah.
Until we've been in a wreck or we start being a personal injury lawyer. I looked at it and I increased my own uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage from $100,000 to $1 million. I didn't even have any money back then, but I made that increase, and I think it cost me like $2 extra a month.
Really?
To add $900,000 of coverage for myself. I didn't have a family back then, but they'll benefit from it now, but for my family,
yeah.
$2 extra a month, which, you know, that's not nothing over the course of a year, but it makes a huge difference if, again, the worst happens.
I think about the cost of an automobile, period, now. And you mentioned, you know, the $25,000 or whatever the coverage happens to be. Your vehicle, 2 vehicles together could be well over $100,000 in total cost, for instance.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, that's the property damage piece of your insurance coverage. If you are at fault in a wreck and you hit and damage somebody else's property, you know, sometimes people only have $10,000 of coverage to pay for the other person's totaled car. And that's really, in this day and age, with what vehicles cost and what they're worth, that's not really enough coverage. Unless you are lucky enough to have totaled somebody's vehicle that's as old as I am.
Well, I understand that. I just pulled up, just for as we were talking about this, the Tennessee Smartway map, just to see how many accidents are between here and 24, and you don't want to know the answer to that. You know, objects on the roadway, and that could fly up and hit another car and cause an accident, potholes this time of the year. I mean, there are all kinds of dangers out there that we drive through every day.
Absolutely. Now, in good news, I don't know if it's on what you're looking at, but fatality accidents are actually down this year.
I saw that.
I think it was like 15 or 17%. So that's good news. Everybody's driving a little safer out there. We need to keep up that trend. But there are, I think, over 5,000 injury accidents a year across the state. And so the chances that you're going to get into one of those accidents, you know, they're pretty good.
Well, I think the moral of the story here is maybe make a phone call to your insurance and to make sure.
Yep.
So, I mean, do you have suggestions on what people should look at? I know you mentioned just a couple of dollars from $100,000 to $1 million. People, I do think the term full coverage is very misleading.
Yes, I think it is very misleading. And frankly, if you go look at your full coverage, there may be some things on there that you could knock off and save yourself those $2 a month and spend it towards uninsured motorist instead. Because sometimes full coverage includes roadside vehicle repair. And that may only happen to you one time in a year. And you may end up spending more in your premium to get that coverage than you would have spent if you had to sign up for AAA or call a tow truck yourself. So when you're looking at your liability and your underinsured motorist coverage, I would suggest at a minimum, you really want to be looking at having at least $100,000 per person injured in an accident and $300,000 per accident. But with the rising cost of health care, everybody knows that. That's a big, big thing on everyone's minds. Even $100,000 may not be enough to help you in the long run if you have a really bad injury. So looking at the next typical layer of coverage would be $250,000 per person injured in an accident, or $500,000 for the total accident. And then after that, it's usually a $500,000 single limit policy. And then some policies have a $300,000 single limit. Some have a $500,000 single limit. And then it usually jumps up to $1 million. What I would encourage you to do when you're pulling out your insurance and pulling out what's called the declarations page that tells you every type of coverage you have and how much it is. Mm-hmm. That you then ask your agent, hey, what if we ticked up the liability and uninsured motorist to $250,000, $500,000 in coverage? Show me what that would cost and do the side-by-side comparison. Here's the premium for $25,000. Here's the premium for $100,000. Here's the premium for $500,000 or $250,000 or whatever, you know, higher amount you pick. And it line items out the dollar amount for each type of coverage on a declarations page. So you'll be able to see the difference in cost.
And for the families that maybe are listening this morning that say, "Ooh, I've got an 18-year-old and a 19-year-old on my insurance policy. What should I be looking at there?"
I haven't gotten there quite yet.
Just
my oldest is about to turn 10. So okay. I'm, you know, fortunate that I'm not looking at that type of premium yet. My guess is the uninsured motorist doesn't, it doesn't really substantially increase that piece of the premium. Maybe the liability though.
Yeah.
but I think driver's ed still goes a long way,
right,
to decreasing premiums. Also some, you know, with a lot of the technology available in cars, I think having a way to locate a stolen car decreases your premiums. There's lots of things that an agent could suggest to you that could decrease those premiums. And again, perhaps you don't get that roadside assistance piece, or perhaps with your rental car coverage, you don't get a similar car. You're like, oh, let's go compact. Like, I'll deal with being in a compact car instead of my, you know, F-150 if I end up in a wreck, and that'll save you some money on that premium.
Yeah. Okay. That's some good things to look at there, obviously. I just think about, you know, the insurance companies, many of them now have either an app on your phone or some type of beacon in the car, mm-hmm, for, you know, safe driving points and things of that nature.
Yes.
A lot have gone to that. That's just a way for them to see what type of driver you are and how,
exactly,
they're insuring, I guess.
Yes. And not having a teenage driver myself, I know you're you're past that now, right?
And they're done then.
You know, with apps like Life 360 and that sort of thing, I'm not sure, but it wouldn't surprise me if there were some discounts on premiums for things that are meant to encourage safe driving by your teenager.
Yeah,
to you.
Very
and of course,
points.
If you have a teenage driver, you do want that coverage.
Oh, sure.
Because they are unfortunately frequent offenders in the negligent driving category.
And they're your responsibility if they're on your
that
insurance,
is correct,
right?
They are your financial responsibility, particularly because you will have signed an affidavit with the state of Tennessee taking financial responsibility for your kid.
Well, that's important to know. Anything else we should know about insurance and how that works?
Well, nope. That's my number one New Year's resolution.
Okay. Well, why don't we get to our second New Year's resolution in just a moment. Joining us from the law offices of John Day, Laura Baker here with us this morning. And again, New Year's resolutions from your injury lawyer. That's what we're talking about here this morning on the WGNS Action Line. Here from WGNS back in just a moment. We're going to check on traffic and your forecast coming up.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Holden Hardware has been serving the hardware needs of this community since 1948. This is Raleigh Holden, Jr. I want to thank our many customers who have helped to keep us in business all these years. I also want to invite those who may be new to this community or have not been in the store lately to visit us. Come experience a unique hardware buying atmosphere with wood floors, old furniture and fixtures, along with a helpful and knowledgeable sales staff. Holden Hardware on the west side of the public square since 1948.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pets.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
All the best of the best to get rid of your pets.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events as we celebrate our 79th anniversary. You can buy one and get one free monthly or yearly passes to SportsCom or the Patterson Community Center now through January the 18th. And speaking of the Parks and Recreation Department, the 24th annual Polar Bear Plunge is Saturday morning, January the 31st. The party in the gym starts at 8 o'clock that morning, and the plunge is at 10. That's Saturday, January 31st, at SportsCom. And the Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. We remember you. An Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group meeting will be next week, not this week, but next week on Tuesday, January the 13th, 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Villages of Murfreesboro. That's 4 o'clock next week, Tuesday, January 13th. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Good morning. We're looking at an accident out here in the Antioch area. It's a rear-end type collision. The left lane is blocked 24 westbound at OHB. It's interrupting that traffic flow that's coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County here in the Antioch. Again, the left lane blocked 24 westbound at OHB. It's busy coming down through the Mount Juliet area right now, westbound I-40, continuing on into Hermitage. When you need dependable towing for a car or a big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call the professionals, STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From the tallest tower in the city limits of Murfreesboro to every radio in the land, WGNS AM/FM is everywhere you need us to be.
The voice of reason for an unreasonable world. It's the Rick Burgess Show, weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio WGNS.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
Cloudy skies across the area for this afternoon, we'll have highs in the lower 70s. A chance for rain developing later on tonight, down to 62. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Right now, it's 52.
Thanks, Michael. We could have a little bit of fog out there this morning. Nothing too terrible, but do want to make sure that you understand that starting tomorrow, we're in a level 1 out of 5 risk for severe weather. It looks like the severe weather may stay a little further south of us, but heavy rain, maybe up to 3 inches of rain, could be possible here in our area. More on the forecast as we go, but just expect rain, heavy rain, some storms with your forecast tomorrow. This update brought to you by the Farmers Market.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And the Action Line is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. New calendar, same steady glow from every room. Middle Tennessee Electric keeps you warm and comfortable. Maybe even cool with the air conditioning this time of the year. You know, it's Tennessee. Ready for tomorrow with good energy from Middle Tennessee Electric. We're talking New Year's resolutions from your injury lawyer from the law offices of John Day. Laura Baker joins us. We talked a lot about insurance this morning. And before we go to the next resolution, there is a text question, and you can text questions if you have one, 615-893-1450. Just a question about, getting with your insurance person. I mean, these are changes that can take effect fairly quickly, honestly.
Absolutely. You don't have to wait for your renewal period to come up to make changes to your insurance coverage. So you could start right now, even if you plan to wait until your 6-month or 12-month or 3-month, whatever your renewal is. You can start that investigation right now, asking your agent to pull some coverage possibilities for you so you can be looking at that premium. But I could change my insurance today it will adjust my premium, but it'll go into effect the moment that I change it.
Well, I think you struck a chord with a few people just to get the thinking cap on, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So another resolution from you this morning.
All right, we're going to move away from insurance coverage. And my second resolution is to wear a helmet when you are riding a bike, skateboarding, rollerblading, and make sure that your child has a helmet and wears a helmet.
Okay.
They are obviously significantly reduce the possibility of a serious brain injury from falling off of or being involved in an accident when you are bicycling, skateboarding, rollerblading. And by the way, my husband recently purchased some rollerblades to rollerblade with our almost 10-year-old. I was like, is rollerblading still a thing? Apparently it is.
And it is a good thing for you. I guess he must be, if you learn that as a kid, maybe, but I never did.
So. He's an old street hockey, like okay. He grew up in Chicago.
Oh, so, yeah. He's got it covered then. So
exactly.
In the weather industry, we're hearing meteorologists even say, you know, in severe weather, you know, to put on a helmet or to have that like in your safe room, because head injuries are one of the leading causes of death in severe weather, straight line winds, tornadoes,
absolutely.
And things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of weather, when your child is sledding, I know it for children of the 80s, like myself, it's really hard to I think back on my childhood, we didn't have helmets. We didn't wear helmets. We went sledding. Everything was cool. We've learned a lot since then. Mm-hmm. And we know that helmets make children safer. And by the way, even though they're not required for adults to wear them when you're bicycling, they also make us adults safer too. And oftentimes we're less resilient, maybe a little more broken down and could use the extra assist. Wearing helmets are so important that our law firm has been giving away helmets to children for years. I know last year we gave over 1,000 helmets away to people in our community for their children. So if you need to put this on your resolution list, look for one of our events this year and you can check one off the list.
Yeah, absolutely. Over the years, there's no telling how many, you know, John and the office has given away. And it's very important. I just remember a few years ago, the motorcycle helmet law that came about and just the controversy that was, well, I'm a motorcycle rider and I don't, but we have learned so much, you know?
Yeah. And honestly, like I get people saying like, why should anyone tell me how to take care of myself? But I mean, we do it with seatbelts, right?
Yeah.
We do it with drinking and driving. Like a drunk driver can also hurt themselves. There are public safety issues, but whether somebody is forcing you to do it, whether the government's requiring you to do it or not, it's a good idea to do it. Having helped a number of people over the years who have been in motorcycle wrecks, I can't imagine wanting to ride one without a helmet. Though I'm not a motorcycle rider,
right.
So I understand there could be a difference of opinion.
But even with the amount of injury that could take place on a motorcycle outside of a traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
You know, think about adding that on top of, you know, the issues, the health concerns you might have after
Absolutely.
An accident. So very, very important. And I know you mentioned about kids, but it's just good to think about that in all aspects.
Absolutely. For adults too. Our brains need protecting as well.
I've learned a lot about from when my kids were car seat age, and now that I have a granddaughter and the luxury car seat that she has, but you know, it's like it makes sense. And my daughter-in-law said, you know, there are a few things, you know, maybe shop at Aldi to get, you know, the little Rice Crisp, you know, that mm-hmm. she likes to eat, but I'm not going to cheap out on a car seat.
Absolutely.
Same thing with a helmet.
Yes, same thing with a helmet. And speaking of car seats, we've also partnered with our local law enforcement fire department to do car seat checks in the parking lot of our office over on Medical Center Parkway. Usually a couple times a year we'll do that. Because I agree, that's not where you want to be saving your money is on your kid's car seat, but also you want to make sure that it's properly installed. You know, this is a funny story, and thank goodness my daughter is fine, but they let me take her home from the hospital buckled completely incorrectly, and it wasn't the hospital here, but completely wrong in her car seat, because having never buckled a child in a car seat before, I did not know how to do it properly. So believe it or not, that was a new one for me.
So I had my granddaughter for a few hours yesterday, and I had my son put it in, and I said, you're going to have to show me how to do this step by step soon enough. And I left it in the car just in case I had to go somewhere, because they know how to do that. But
YouTube's a wonderful thing for that, by the way.
It is.
Yeah. Somebody has videoed how to do that properly.
I have found that YouTube is a lifesaver in many of those aspects there. So helmet, very, very important. We're looking at New Year's resolutions from your injury lawyer from the law offices of John Day. Laura Baker joining us here on the Action Line. So are we ready for another tip?
Yeah, let's take another one. Now, I know this is probably not the time of year to talk about pools, but it's a good time to be thinking ahead, because summer's right around the corner. If you have a pool, this is a good time to make sure that it is adequately fenced and gated to prevent children from accidentally accessing the pool area and falling in.
Mm-hmm. So this is a time of the year where a lot of people install pools.
That's true.
So, you know, something to think about there. If it's your property, it's important,
right? Yes, your property, your pool.
Your problem.
your problem. A kid comes along and gets into your pool. Even, you know, not necessarily always like a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old that just wanders away from their home and falls in your pool. But you're talking about kids that are, 12, 13, 14, starting to have a little bit of freedom and maybe make bad choices, but they end up on your property. In your pool that's not fenced or gated, doesn't have a pool alarm. There's lots of things that pool owners can look at to protect from accidental drowning deaths or even accidental injuries. Maybe a child doesn't die, but they're seriously brain injured from lack of oxygen for a period of time.
Well, I was even thinking, you mentioned the 12-year-old neighbors who come over and have a big party in your pool, and you're not there, and someone gets injured, slip, you know, on the pool deck, or I mean, anything, you know?
Yes, exactly. The pool deck's a good point too, making sure that it's got the right type of coating and that it hasn't gotten worn or that it's not painted improperly. You know, certain types of paint can be more slick when it's wet. So just making sure that your pool is not only in good condition, the area around it in good condition, but that you have protected it from anyone just accessing it without your knowledge.
Very good points. So the swimming pool, something you may not think about, but I'm sure as going back to your first point and insurance on homeowners, that's also something, if you have a pool, you need to make sure you think, may need to look at more insurance or something like that.
And really, speaking of homeowners insurance, that takes me to another New Year's resolution, which is to adequately control your dogs. And when a dog is involved in a biting or an attack incident, and it's your dog and they're either on or off your property, whatever the case may be, but you're the one responsible for not controlling your dog, it is most often your homeowner's insurance that has the coverage for that incident. So in reviewing your coverage, making sure you have the right coverage in place for owning a pool, but also making sure that you have the proper type of coverage on your homeowner's policy, and that your breed of dog isn't excluded under your policy, that you have coverage for any kind of accident with your dog. Or just control the dog and then you'll prevent the injury from ever happening. There's approximately 4.7 million dog bites or attacks each year in this country.
That's wild.
And that most often, particularly from my experience in helping people who've been injured by dog attacks, could be avoided simply by locking the dog up, putting them on a leash, you know, not letting them come to the door with you when you greet the UPS or that poor Amazon drivers that we've had so many delivery drivers that have gotten, you know, bitten or attacked by a dog that runs out the front door and gets them.
Yeah.
So thinking ahead about your dog, even if they're the friendliest dog in the world, I have a lab. He is so friendly, but he wants to bear hug anybody he meets. So I make sure when I have other children at the house that he's gone. I do an annual party every year, holiday party for my kids. And Knox, poor Knox, he's got to go. He's not there. It's too much activity for him because he wants to be part of the madness.
And don't think just because, well, you know, I don't have the pit bull or the big dog. I've got little dogs. Well, they like to bite too.
Oh, yeah. I've got a little Aussie poo, and man, she's got a big bark. I don't know about her bite yet, but.
Yeah, you never know. I have three small dogs in the house, and I never open the door for delivery or whatnot because you just don't know. They get all riled up. I know when anybody pulls in the driveway or even drives down the road, yep. But that is very important to think about as well. So,
well, as somebody who has younger kids in my house, it's something to be talking to your kids about too.
Yeah,
a couple things is, hey, you hear the doorbell ring. Don't go opening it up because the dog might run out or, you know, somebody could snatch you. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then number two, and I love I don't even know if it was just the injury attorney in me who thought to do this, but as soon as my children could communicate, I always told them, when you see somebody with a dog, you must ask first whether you can pet the dog. Mm. And it's worked like a charm because they do it. They ask. And then because we have been fortunate enough to encounter responsible dog owners, the ones who have the dogs that really don't interact well with kids or don't like anything coming towards their face, they usually say, no, actually, you know, my dog doesn't really want to be petted right now. And that actually helps me as a parent too, to say, okay, well, let's move on and we'll find another dog to say hi to.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's part of adequately controlling your dogs too, is just to give a warning too, because kids love to run up.
Oh, I know.
And especially if it's a unique breed of dog that they haven't seen before.
And, you know, I think our younger generation, dogs seem to be maybe a gateway into, you know, having children. A lot of people have a dog before they have children.
Absolutely.
And being a responsible young dog owner as well, you know, it's always fun to go out to the dog park or, you know, go out onto the Greenway trailways and walk with your dog. But being on a leash, being controlled, all of that's very important.
Absolutely.
Even in the public, your responsibility.
Well, yeah, and particularly in the public. Yeah. I mean, on your own property, it's important, and that's where you have probably the most means of control, right? Lock the dog in a room.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have a crate. But in the public, that's where you are not in control of everything. So you've got to be extra cognizant. And also be able to control your dog on the leash. If your dog is too strong for you to maintain control on the leash, then you maybe shouldn't be the one walking the dog on the leash.
If you are, you know, a 20-year-old female that is 120 pounds, an 80-pound dog, you're probably going to have a hard time controlling.
Oh, yeah. You know? Absolutely. I mean, hence we got an Aussie poo that's like 17 pounds because my kids can't walk the 90-pound lab.
Right. Yeah.
They're not going to control them.
Yeah. That
so it gives them that experience.
And if you are, I mean, we were talking about homeowners insurance and that being a part of it, but once you're out of that home and in public, where does that responsibility fall?
And it still could be covered by your homeowner's insurance because a lot of people don't realize that your homeowner's insurance does include some component of personal liability coverage. I would say pretty standard, it's at least $100,000 of coverage for that, but definitely check out your declarations page, that nice page that breaks down all your coverages.
Going back to that original, huh?
Yep, exactly. Most of the time I see at least 100. Sometimes people bump that up to 300 or higher or get an umbrella umbrella policy. Mm-hmm. An umbrella policy adds that extra layer of liability coverage on top of any other type of policy that you have.
Well, we have been visiting today with Laura Baker with the law offices of John Day. I know folks maybe have additional questions, or if they are in the situation where they may need a personal injury lawyer today or down the road, kind of let us know how we can get in touch with the law offices of John Day.
Yeah, well, we're right here on Medical Center Parkway, and our phone number is 615-867-9900. And if you ever have a question or need information about a potential legal claim, we're happy to talk to you.
Very good. Well, it's been fun catching up with you this morning.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And you've given us all some food for thought here today, for sure. Laura Baker joining us today from the law offices of John Day. If you missed part of our conversation, we'll have the podcast up shortly at WGNSradio.com. So be sure to check back there for the podcast. It won't be, maybe 30 minutes. We'll have it all posted for you there. I'm Brian Barrett here for Scott Walker on the Action Line. Until next time, take care out there.